This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us her anointed message from the Bible, "You Are an Overcomer."
You know how you watch these movies, right? Anybody ever watch Rocky? And while Rocky's in the ring, everything's silent. Like, literally, there's such intense focus, everything else is shut out. That's real. Anybody play sports? Well, let me try this again. Has anybody ever played sports? Okay, thank you. This participation. When you were playing your sport, can you remember to it blocking everything else out? I don't care if there were sirens going on. You don't even hear it, right? Why? Because you become laser focused. You have given it all of your attention. You have one goal, and that's to win.
Yes.
Three of us?
Yes.
Only three of us want to win? Listen, the rest of y'all need to buy into winning. This is not everybody gets a trophy at the end. We have to fight in order to win. If you just show up and do nothing, you lose by default. Do you understand?
Yes.
So we're paying attention.
Yes.
So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. I don't know what I'm getting, but I'm getting something good.
Yes.
I'm giving my attention. When I open my Bible, I don't know what I'm getting, but I'm getting something that's going to empower me. I'm getting something good. I'm getting something that I can live in my everyday life. Here's a question for you. Let's practice. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you weren't here on Wednesday night, it was a really uplifting, encouraging service. I highly recommend after today that you listen to that. I'm going to come over here. This side seems safer. Expecting to receive something. Something good. What is your expectation? Okay, see, I hear the right words coming out of your mouth. But see, when we sit here and we won't apply the word of God, do you know you actually have to get creative to find ways to apply God's word to your life? How does this fit? How does this fit? So we talked, okay, attention. We went over to Proverbs. We see that if we give attention to his word, we incline our ears to his saying, right? That it's health to our flesh. Well, how does that happen? It's the manufacturer's warranty. Do you know it's amazing? Old cars. You know, you can restore them. If you have the right parts, you can restore an old car. I don't know about these new things. Everything's plastic. But old cars, you can actually restore an old car. And you can make it look good. And you can get that thing tuned in to such a place that it runs like it's brand new. Remember, like, back when they had, like, things inside that were replaceable? Right? And especially if you were the manufacturer of that car, right? Then you would take what is necessary and fix it. Because you have the knowledge, you have the parts, and you have the ability. See, the word of God is that to your flesh. It is health. It is life. So this man gives his attention and he has an expectation. See, when you show up to church, please don't just come out of religious obligation or because you think one of us is going to call you and say, where you been? I mean, I realize that sometimes we feel obligated to do things. And that gets us started at doing things, right? A sense of obligation does get us on a path. But we can't stay doing something just out of a sense of obligation, because what if your obligations change? What if your priorities shift? What if there's influences in your life that draw you away from where you're supposed to be? Then what? Right? And really, just because we're going to call you, some people miss church on purpose because they're hoping they're going to get a call. I'm going to look at that. So he gave his attention expecting to receive something. When you show up expecting to receive. And I'm not talking just show up to the services, though you should. I would love to know. Bev and I are going to have a conversation one day. Bev's going to explain to me what would have happened, or Stephanie could too. What would have happened if you were at boot camp and you decided, I just want to sleep in today, I'll catch the training online? Would that have gone well? No, it just doesn't go well, right? What? Because there's an expectation that every day you're getting stronger and stronger to preserve the boundaries and the borders, right? To fulfill your calling, to fulfill your purpose. See, when you show up to church or you open your Bible, you're being equipped because there's practical application. You know, I remember, okay, word problems in math were not my favorite thing. Probably more because I had a challenge with reading than math, right? So I had to actually understand the problem. I could do any math problem, but I had to know what my problem was. Don't judge me. Okay. So here's the thing, right? So you read a math problem. What is the point of reading a math problem? If you have 2 pies and Sally gives you 3 pies, how many pies do you have? 5 pies. Very good. See, you guys are catching on. That is practical application for addition. Can we see that? Can we all agree? You have 8 slices in your pie. You invited 5 people over for dessert, including yourself. No, excuse me. Plus yourself, how many slices do you have left at the end of the dessert? 2. You guys are amazing. See, that's practical application of something that we were, a principle that we were taught when we were children, right? So you had to add 5 plus 1, figure out that was 6, and then you had to subtract 6 from 8 to get 2 pieces left over. That's practical application of addition and subtraction. Everybody uses it. We all hated having to learn it. I'm never going to use this in my life. You use it every single day, right? No, I'm just being honest, because we treat the Bible that way. I'm never going to use this. You ought to be using it every single day. Every problem that we face right here is written the solution. It's not a surprise that there's problems. Okay. Though you seem surprised there's problems. remember where we are. We're giving our attention. He's expecting to receive something. This is the lame guy at Gate Beautiful. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. So Peter is saying that the name of Jesus is his possession. Hear me. The name of Jesus is his possession. He has it. He has the authority and he has the right to utilize it. It is his. What I have, I give you. Now, here's the really cool thing about the name of Jesus. It doesn't run out. I can give it to you, and then you can give it to her, and she can give it to her, and we never run out. What I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Did he pray for him? No. Oh, Father, if it be thy will. No. Lord, help me. Lord, help this person. What did he say? Rise up and walk. And we see throughout Scripture that what happens is when we're praying for healing, we're supposed to command it to come in the name of Jesus, because it's part of the finished work. It's not something that we're trying to get God to do, because it's done. It's part of the possession. I have, in the name of Jesus, the ability to say to you, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Rise up and walk. I am not making this up. We are reading this together. Yes? So what does he do? Peter takes him by the hand and lifts him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones receive strength. Why is that important? He's never walked in his life. Not one day in his life has he ever stood up on those feet and ankles. So he, leaping, stood up and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Now let me ask you this. If you can remember back to when you started walking, or maybe you can't, but you've seen kids that have tried, right? So you get these little toddlers, right, hitting about one, and all of a sudden I'd love to bring Lucas up on this one. But anyway, so they start kind of, how do they walk? Do they leap? No, right? And they usually bump their bottom a few times, but they just keep getting back up. This guy never walked a day in his life, and he is leaping, standing, walking, praising God. Why? Because when God does it, he does it right. Right? He's a God of restoration, even of your time. What the devil has stolen, God can restore. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place, or you're listening and watching on the internet, and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Also, Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you, ladies, to our monthly ladies' meeting on March 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Come and enjoy a delicious meal and a life-changing gospel message. This month, the message is entitled Breakthrough 2020. The breakthrough is inside you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place. We invite you to join us for a very special weekend with Josh McDowell.